Doom Patrol, Negative Man, Elastigirl, Robot Man.
Someone wants the Doom Patrol reunited.
Your every word and action
is being broadcast across the planet.
Now, Monsieur Mana!
Well done, my Doom Patrol. Well done.
It is too late for you, Calder. Your beloved patrol is doomed.
Hello and welcome to Waiting for Doom, the podcast where we obsess over how long it will be before the mighty Doom Patrol get their own comic again.
We'll probably talk about other comic stuff, sure, but fair warning, welcome to the very first episode of our Doom Patrol podcast.
This will be the best episode so far.
Yep. Money back guarantee.
So, I'm Paul. You can find me on Twitter at reading_Hicks. And you can also find the show account, which is at WFDpod. And you can email us at waitingfordoom@gmail.com.
And I'm Mike. And you can find me on Twitter at AvantGarv. And you can also find us on Facebook. And our episodes will be available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Podbean.com.
This week, we'll be kicking the show off with a look at why we like the Doom Patrol, what got us into the Doom Patrol in the first place, and our hopes for the future of the Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
And as we start 2015, Mike, do you want to talk about how you found 2014 for comics?
I actually think overall 2014 was a pretty good year for comics. I personally discovered a lot more variety. I was reading a lot more Image stuff. And I was trying stuff from Boom Studios a bit more, stuff like World's End and George Perez's Sirens. I think the big two, Marvel and DC, I think they kind of got shown what for this year, mainly from Image and from some of the other smaller companies. But yeah, I was probably reading more than I've ever read in my entire life in the history of comics for me, if that makes sense.
Wow.
I bet yourself.
That does make sense. Yeah. I've had the flip side of that because I do think that DC have not had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
And as a mostly DC reader, it's really sort of eroded away a lot of the titles I've been following. So,
yes.
Like three weeklies. Let's do three weeklies at once.
Look, things March like 2015, that. They're all going to pay off, I'm sure. They have to.
Yeah. So I probably had contracted what I was buying this year. I probably started the year buying a lot more titles than I ended the year buying. And it was really the year that the library came into its own for me. Like, there's a lot of stuff I want to read, and I can't afford to read everything.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff I'm not really sure if I want to read. You know, I hear great things about things, but I'd rather sample and try. So I really had to shift my mind away from I've got to own everything to I just want to read some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So the library was great. I was making suggestions to the library and they were coming through. I got to read things like Rat Queens.
Nice.
Yeah. I caught up with a lot of Batman, Superman, or is mm-hmm. it Superman, Batman? And the Greg
Batman
Pak
first.
Stuff.
Batman
first? Excellent.
Batman always first.
Yeah. And things like Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a comic I would never pay for.
Okay. Hang on. Does that mean you enjoyed it or that you did not?
I'm not a fan, to be honest.
Okay.
I've very much enjoyed Bendis in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when he did Daredevil. I was there when Power started. Things like that were wonderful. Alias, what a book. But I think the longer he's stayed in the Marvel Universe, it's like it's, you know, he's been webbed up into it and lost a lot of his potency, I guess.
I'll have to agree with you there. I think the only work of his I've ever truly enjoyed is Powers. But even that got a bit stale for me after a while, mainly because it kept jumping between publishing groups and moving around a bit, and there was one series always stopping and starting, and I kind of just lost track of it after a while and didn't get back into it. But I really enjoyed Powers compared to other stuff of his, like All New X-Men, just did not do it for me. And same with Guardians, but you know,
Yeah, I've been puzzled by Guardians because the movie was such a, you know, bright, shining star for the year. Mm. And the comic has just seemed so caught up in the Marvel Universe. I mean, yeah. I don't know why they couldn't do a book that just felt fresh and new and for people who didn't know anything.
And
it's
I've
just
heard
been
that
bizarre.
It's had lots of guest stars in the book as well that don't seem
yeah,
to
well,
make
I just,
much
I just
difference.
Read a volume that had I just read a volume that had Venom in it. and it, before that was Iron Man and Angela's in there. And it, it's God. Just...
That's right, because I was reading Thunderbolts from Marvel and Venom was really cool in that. And then he was like, nah, sorry, I'm off into outer space to hang out with the Guardian. See ya. And I was like, what the hell? Anyway,
yeah.
Not that I'm bitter.
yeah, and I've also been reading Miracle Man from the library, which has been great. A good one. But, I mean, I'm annoyed that the collections are so expensive. I mean, I figure I've waited 30 years to read it. I can wait a bit longer till they get cheaper or bigger collections.
Yeah, because I've not ever read that, so I wasn't sure if that was a continuation of the older series or is it reprints of the earlier stuff?
It's reprints of the old series, which have been caught up in legal shenanigans for a long, long time. So it's one of those series I've heard about. I've read lots of early Alan Moore, but this is one that's always been financially out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm feeling like it still is a bit out of reach. The issues are quite expensive, and the collections are quite expensive. So I'm hoping they'll do an omnibus one day, and I can get it on the shelf. But in the meantime, I've read it so far. It's
cool.
Pretty cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So what have you been reading from Image?
From Image, I am absolutely loving Alex and Ada, the love story between a young man and his female companion, which sounds dull and most issues hardly anything happens, but there's like every last page you go, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. And you're like, how long till the next issue? So Alex and Ada's really cool. And yeah, Rat Queens, that's always lots of fun. For those not reading it, that's Dungeons and Dragons and drunken debauchery, I guess, with four kick-ass female characters. That's just lots of fun to read. Who else? And Zero, which is about a secret agent called Edward Zero. And it's complex, but it's not a complex story at the same time, and it's non-linear, and there's a different artist every issue. So unlike other Image books, they've never skipped a couple of months, and it's really interesting how they put that together and the story they're telling. Some of it's really violent as well. The last issue in particular, someone literally got punched right through their skull, through the mouth. So I was like, okay. But again, it's an interesting book. So yeah. But I also agree with you on DC in that I will probably be reading less of theirs in the near future, given that they're taking books away from me, thanks to a little something they like to call convergence. And there's, I think, something like 16 or 17 books ending in March. So I'm losing some of my beloved Lantern titles, which...
Oh, they're going to come back, Mike. They're just relaunching.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it.
It's
believe
a sales. It's a relaunch.
I'll believe it when I see it, damn you. But yeah, I think next year I'm probably going to be reading less stuff. I'll wait and see what comes along, but yeah. I think 2015 is going to be an interesting year. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be too negative on DC. They have been doing some great things with Scott Snyder and Batman continues to be strong.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Capullo, fantastic art.
Mm.
I've really liked Charles Soule's work, but, of course, he's shifting away from DC.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see if Swamp Thing will be one of the titles that comes back and who will be on that.
Yeah. I'm doubtful, but we'll see. Because that was really good too. Yeah.
And was it a good year for the Doom Patrol, Mike?
Well, Yes and no. Look, let's just jump right ahead into the Doom Clock section. Okay, so the Doom Clock is when we look at how long it's been since we've actually had a Doom Patrol comic and when they last appeared. So funny you should make that comment just before. But yes, we did have the Doom Patrol appear this year in Justice League number 33, which came out in October of 2014. So it's only been about 2 months since we last saw them. But as for their own book, the final issue of Doom Patrol Volume 5, which was number 22, that shipped in July 2011. So it's been 3 years and 5 months since the Doom Patrol have had their own ongoing series.
That's a bloody outrage. That's disgraceful.
It is. It's not great. I'm sure Dan DiDio and Jim Lee are listening to this right now, and they're going to do something about it. Actually, I have more faith in Geoff Johns doing something about it, because I'm sure he was the one that got asked about them at a DC panel a couple of years back, and he said something like, "Watch this space." And sure enough, they showed up in Justice League, which was awesome.
Well, it's funny you should mention Geoff Johns. I was reading Doom Patrol Volume 1, mm-hmm. 2, mm-hmm. Issue 5, and there was a letter from a young letter writer called Geoff Johns.
Wow.
Saying how much he liked the Doom Patrol.
That's cool. I was
pleased to see them back.
That's very cool.
Mm.
But yes.
Right.
That's the latest from the Doom Clock, so hopefully we can improve on those numbers in the near future. Hint, hint. 2015. Hint, hint.
Well, it's time to move on. I think the next segment is one we call Doomsplaining. And today on Doomsplaining... Sorry, Doomsplaining may not have been sanctioned properly by Mike.
It's fine. Go ahead, Paul. Doomsplain to us.
So today on Doomsplaining, we're going to talk about why the Doom Patrol. Why are we doing a podcast about the Doom Patrol? Why do we like the Doom Patrol? Mm-hmm. What is it about the Doom Patrol that brings us back and makes us pine for the Doom Patrol?
Yeah.
Mike, Paul. Do you want to start?
Where to start?
What was your first encounter with the Doom Patrol?
My first encounter with them was actually the Rachel Pollack era, which was just after the much-praised Grant Morrison run in Doom Patrol. You hear everyone go on about how great Grant Morrison stuff was and then how it all kind of went downhill from Rachel Pollack. But that was my actual first introduction to the Doom Patrol. And I didn't mind it. I thought it was weird and wonderful. And, you know, they had a generational war between the old people and young people being led by a mystical crow figure and a rather dapper-looking fox figure. And it was batshit crazy and I loved it. But then, unfortunately, as a young man does, he will leave home and have to rid himself of childish things like comic books. So I moved out of home and had to get rid of a bunch of stuff, including comics. Fast forward to about 2009, and I'm in a comic book store, and I saw the first issue of the Giffen Clark run. And I was kind of like, hey, I remember that robot dude. Let's have a look and see this. And I don't know what it was about that issue, but that just, bang, that just set something off in me. And I went hunting for anything with the Doom Patrol in it. Anything and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just fascinated by them, and I could not get enough of them. And for me, I think what it is about the Doom Patrol is that, yes, they're different. Yes, they've got these bizarre powers that... You know, the world hates them for, yet they use them for good to save the world that hates them. Sounds a little bit like X-Men, but, you know, forget those guys. But what they do is they just shut up and get on with the job.
The what?
Yeah, they're that other team. I think they're from Marvel. They may have had a made-for-TV film or something. I don't know. Yeah, the fact that, yeah, they recognize that they're different and... You know, they're not popular. They don't have all these, you know, resources, depending on which era you are reading of them. But they know to stand up for what's right and save the world, regardless of what else is going on. You know, Cliff Steele, aka Robot Man, might be losing limbs, but, you know, if he can, he'll reach over, grab one of those limbs, and beat the bad guys over the head with it. Rita, and, you know, she's like the soul of the team, and she'll try and stop Larry and Cliff from bickering, and, you know, she'll expand into giant woman mode and just smack the bad guys around. You know, they've all got these weird powers, and they just somehow get over themselves, shut up, and save the day. And I think that, at the core of it, is what I love about them. You know, you've got the X-Men who, for me, the X-Men spend so much time, you know, woe is me, the world hates me, and I'm getting persecuted, and it's so angsty. And the Doom Patrol, like, nah, bad guy over there. He's got the Candle Maker. He's going to ruin the world. I'm going to take him out. It's just, I think that's what it is. It's just that shut up and get it done attitude about them, which is, it's awesome. I think, depending, you know, even across the different volumes of them, that's always kind of been there in the background. Some people might disagree with me and say, no, they represent something else. I'm like, that's it for me. That's, they just get it done. They get it done. Awesome. How about yourself? What got you, what excites you about the Doom Patrol? Where did you start with them?
I'll have to tell you a bit about my background.
Okay.
At this point, I grew up in a household where comics were not really appreciated.
Oh.
So I was often staring longingly at my friends' copies of Spider-Man and things like that, never having access to them and never being allowed to buy any. Mm-hmm. I could buy Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse comics and Richie Rich and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my first job and went out into the world as a man, I started spending all my disposable income on the things I was denied as a youth.
Just like a man.
So this was around 87, around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself a comic shop in Sydney, and I walked in and I just looked around and I saw lots of DC number ones and I saw lots of Marvel numbers. 200 and something, so I picked up DC number ones. Okay. and a few issues that in the low numbers, and I remember I started getting Superman books, and then I discovered there was an issue that crossed over with the Doom Patrol. Oh, and yes. So I started looking for Doom Patrol issues, and I found the one that it crossed over with, and that was early in the run, so I went back and got all the ones in the run. So I had about the first 10 issues of Doom Patrol, and then that was, so I started reading them. Do you remember that, reading comics out of order because you didn't get them in order? It's amazing.
I'm a little bit OCD and I probably wouldn't do that so much these days, but yes, I feel you. Sorry, continue. Sorry.
No, we've all outgrown that now. I mean, now we know what's coming 6 months before it comes out.
God.
But back in those days. So there was this team, Doom Patrol, and they were weird. They were really strange, and I really liked their design and just their look. They didn't look like any other team on the block. And I then, within a few short months of reading the Doom Patrol, half of them got killed, and that really blew my mind. And then a new writer took over and a new artist took over. And suddenly this book was the weirdest book I'd ever read. And so I was just kind of mesmerized by that.
This was the start of the Morrison era?
Yeah. So when I started, I was picking up issues by Paul Cooperberg.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Larson was on art. And then they had a crossover called Invasion, where all these aliens invaded Earth to stop the metagene. And as a result, they let off a gene bomb that took out lots of the people with superpowers. And for some reason, DC only said they could kill Doom Patrol members. So out of all the whole universe, only a few people from the Doom Patrol actually died. And then the team was in shambles. And from the wreckage, Grant Morrison came in and started writing a very weird comic. But I think the thing that really made me love it was a very funny comic too. There was a lot of really just absurd issues. Rather than treat it all seriously, it was treated as quite bizarre and funny. And, yes, you know, I love that there's this guy who's a robot man. He walks into rooms and no one says, oh, my goodness, you're a robot man. They just treat him like a normal person. You know, it's kind of that thing that Hellboy has as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah, just getting to know the characters through that, getting to know the old villains, as Morrison wasn't really afraid of introducing some of the weirder villains, like the Brain and Monsieur Mallard. The Brain is a brain, a robot glass jar sort of pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And Monsieur Mallard is his guerrilla assistant who speaks French and fancies himself a revolutionary. And, yeah, the comic where I first read them, they were talking about philosophy and does the mind rule the body or the body rule the mind. And they got into this huge battle with Cliff Steele, who's also a brain in a jar at that point. And it was just hilarious. It was some of the funniest stuff I've ever read. So the comic just went on from there. So I've come back time and time again for the Doom Patrol as they've done different runs. So, yeah, always a team I'm interested to see what people will do with. Always a team I want to check out what's happening. Not always a team I buy every issue of, but depending on who's on it. But when the right team's on, it's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, I just love the absurd humour. I mean, just visually, you've got, you know, a bloke wrapped in bandages. You've got, you know, a lady who grows giant size. You've got a guy who's a robot. You've got a bloke in a wheelchair, an old man in a wheelchair. It's just fun.
That's the thing. They look, just the look of them is so different from every other, you know, legs akimbo, you know, arms on hips, cape blowing in the breeze, super team. You've got that group of, you know, of weirdos in the corner there who do just as good as those guys, you know, if not better, dare I say.
They're not a sexy team, but no, they're a great team.
Not everyone can be sexy, you know.
No, that's what the Teen Titans are for.
Wow, okay. Yeah, so I think I agree with you. I think it's the fact that, for me, it's the fact they are so different. They are so absurd. You know, they're just completely out of left field with some of the villains they fight, some of the situations they get into. And I think for the most part, you do find that in pretty much every era of them because, yeah, they've been around since 1963 and on and off again up until 2011, just before Flashpoint. So that's, you know, a lot of different eras there to cover in those five volumes. Yeah.
There's a lot of great big gaps where that no one was publishing Doom Patrol and then they came back strong.
Well, yeah. It is interesting that they did make guest appearances in things like Teen Titans. Well, Robot Man did, probably more so than any of the other team members. But there were a couple of issues of, as you said, of Superman that they crossed over into. They also appeared in the Nail miniseries from, when was that? I'll say early 90s, sure. But yeah, they've made appearances kind of here and there, which is a nice little, you know, nod to the fact that they do exist, that they haven't just been completely forgotten. So yeah, it's hopefully a sign that they will get the respect they deserve in 2015, you know.
Well, it certainly seems to be a favourite team with many of the creators that DC has around.
Yeah.
And a lot of people haven't been afraid to come in and have a new take on the team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was very excited when just the word got out that they were appearing in Justice League this year, even for a couple of issues. I was like, that's awesome. I was so excited. Yeah. So excited. I did something I never do. I actually read the comic on the bus home. I never do that. Wow. I wait till I'm in the safety and sanctity of my home to get my precious comics out of the bag.
Humidity-controlled room with the robot arms to turn the pages.
I wish. But yeah, I was that excited that, you know, they had them there. And they even, they had the classic team of Elastigirl, Robot Man, Negative Man, and Niles Calder, the Chief. And they added Element Girl to the team as well. who had kind of appeared in Flashpoint, and I can't recall if she's appeared anywhere else since then. I think she was in Trinity War. I can't recall.
Yeah, I remember her being in Trinity War.
Yeah. So it seems like at present they're working for Argus in the New 52. So maybe that's a good launching pad for them. We'll see.
So what do you think the chances are of a ongoing next year?
This year. 2015
we're on the
time.
Cusp of 2015 as we record.
Let's say 2015.
So, but this episode will go up in 2015.
Yeah. I am always optimistic that they will get a new series with every year that comes around. I think with the fact that DC are relaunching stuff, as you say, that they might relaunch the Doom Patrol. I think depending on what the fallout is from Convergence, which is all happening around March, they might need a new team of defenders and protectors to come and step up to the plate to help out with all the madness that's going to come out of Convergence. I think the Doom Patrol might be the team to fill that role. What do you think?
Do you think Geoff Johns can fit it into his schedule?
I'm going to say yes. Geoff Johns, do me proud.
Yeah.
Do me proud.
And maybe you can get at least the first six issues out of him before passing it on.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am optimistic that there will be something more for them this year.
Fantastic.
How likely do you think it's going to be that they'll have a new series?
I think it's a certainty, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go so far as to say that. The DC event that fills the, when is it, March, April?
Mm-hmm.
April, May? The Convergence event. They're revisiting lots of fan favourite stuff. And one of the things they're not doing at all is looking at the Doom Patrol. And I think the best reason not to include the Doom Patrol is because they're about to launch a new Doom Patrol comic. That's my guess.
I hate to slightly correct my co-host.
Mike's life on this.
I have to slightly correct my co-host on our very first episode. But there is a Doom Patrol appearing in Convergence. But it's not our Doom Patrol.
It's not a Doom Patrol title.
I know. It's the Teen Titans. And it's the Tangent Universe Doom Patrol, which I don't even remember. I don't think I even looked that one up yet.
They're not really the Doom Patrol.
Okay. Just as long as you're aware of it, though. As long as we're agreed, they're not the Doom Patrol. That's fine.
Wonderful.
But the good news is, as you pointed out to me in a recent conversation, they're reprinting some Teen Titans issues that does have the Doom Patrol in it. When the Teen Titans go on the hunt for the Doom Patrol, which I've never read those issues. So I'm like, that's an instant buy for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've read them, but I borrowed them, so I never actually owned those. So it's been a long time since I've read them.
Mm. Well, yeah. I think we'll both be doing a happy dance in March, one way or the other.
Absolutely.
Before we sign off, I have to ask, since we're talking about, you know, what we love about the Doom Patrol and our favourite elements of them, who would be your top three eras of the Doom Patrol, Paul?
Oh, Mike.
Go.
All right. The first one I'll have to say is...
They don't have to be numerical. Just top three, whichever.
Like what? Alphabetical?
Well, whichever. I mean, you don't have to place a value, you know. Just whichever. Whichever. Three favorite ones. Let's call
three random in order. Without preference?
Yeah, sure. Which three would you rather read than any of the others?
Three, not four.
Not four and not two.
Not four. Okay. Three. Okay. I can do this. Okay.
Believe in yourself.
Changing the order so it's not in order of preference. I really like the John Arcudi run.
Mm-hmm.
It's a John Arcudi run. For those, that's the guy who helps Mike Mignola write everything with BPRD.
Ah.
And that had some really rad art by a guy who called Tan N. Hewitt.
Yes.
And he was really cool, and it was a really creative run. It was great. And it's an alternate team. It's sort of it's got Cliff Steele, but other than that, it's mostly new people.
Yes.
I really like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Giffen run. The Giffen run made me love Rita because I hadn't really read much with Rita before that. And I think it made me really like appreciate Larry more as well. And I think the Morrison run was fantastic stuff. So what about you, Mike?
My three favourite ones would have to be...
Just three.
Okay, I've only got, what have we got, three, six, I've got seven options here, but I'll choose three of them just for you and the listeners. I agree with you wholeheartedly on the Giffen-Clark era from 2009 to 2011. That's the series that kickstarted my love affair with them. And as you say, Rita was great in that, Larry was great in that, Cliff is always great. I love how every series has at least Cliff in it. Cliff is like, it's not Doom Patrol without Cliff, you know. So, but yeah, the Giffen Clark era, I loved how it paid respects to everything that had gone before, which I found really interesting as I was hunting those old issues and going, oh, hey, they've just referenced that in the series I'm reading right now. That's awesome. So that was really cool. I also really love the Morrison era. As you said, that's just the most wacky, bizarre superheroics you will probably ever read if you have not read them. Obviously, we both highly recommend it. And it's just, you know, mind-blowing stuff.
Mike and Paul endorsed.
You're welcome, Grant Morrison. We look forward to the check in the mail. And my third one, I'm going to have to go with the original Arnold Drake and Bruno Premiani series from 1963 to 1968. That's where it all started. You know, it's to read it in this day and age, it's very pulpy sci-fi. Golly gee, let's go get the bad guy. And here's this bizarre technology I've built to save the day, kids. So it's very, it's a little bit camp, it's a little bit pulpy, but it's so much fun. And just so, again, a bizarre, but from not quite as dark a place as Morrison stuff. It's, yeah, I love the original run from the 60s. It's just lots of fun. And yeah, oh, so good. So yeah, there we go. Whew, I did it. Only three.
Anyway, so we'll let people know a bit of what's coming up with this podcast. We're going to talk about the Doom Patrol incessantly, but we're going to jump around. So it's not just going to be, we're not going to start at the beginning of the Doom Patrol's history and just work our way through. We're not going to make it boring. We want to jump around. We want to make it interesting. We'll talk about anywhere and any way that the Doom Patrol have appeared.
Yes.
Next week, the focus will be on the Batman Brave and the Bold episode, which featured the Doom Patrol. Which is called The Last Patrol.
Yes.
So that's the one we'll be covering next week. So if you'd like to watch that in anticipation, the other thing that we'd like to do is invite you to interact with the podcast.
Yes.
And yes, the way you can do that is we will be putting up a question of the week on Twitter. So, and that you can send us your responses and we'll call them out on the show. Or you can send us an email. You can... How else can people get in touch with us, Mike?
Also on the Facebook page.
Talk to us individually.
Yes, tweet at us individually. Look up our Facebook page on the Facebook. And, yeah, email us at waitingfordoom@gmail.com. Or, you know, we're usually lurking around Twitter more often than not. Well, I am.
Yes. And the show account on Twitter is at WFDpod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it for Waiting for Doom Episode 1. Hope you'll join us next time. More Doom.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next week. See ya.
Doom out.
Wait for more Doom. I'm getting used to the mute button because I've still got a cough hanging around, so I will do my best.
You do sound husky.
Yeah, well, I noticed that before, and I thought, oh dear, that's going to go down well. Husky and Australian, so.
Sexy Mike.
No, no. I think not, but thank you.
Work it, work it.
No, there's a reason it's not a video show, video podcast. Let's stick with the audio.
I've been waiting for some Doom Patrol. Sorry.
No, that's just going to make a note of for a hidden track.